I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We could. Do you know the lyrics or lines?
No, I don't.
I got that calm night before Christmas vibe going on.
It is the calm before the storm for us.
It is. We're getting geared up and ready.
3-day extravaganza.
You're sleepy.
No, I'm up now.
Took you a little snooze, a little nap.
I did.
You weren't up like the night before.
No.
Just needed a little rest.
I guess.
You weren't digging our holiday films.
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
Okay.
Watched Elf a little bit.
You watched it and fell right asleep. Char and I decided to go look at the Christmas lights while you were snoozing.
Fourth annual.
Third or fourth, not really sure on the dates, but I think she's in it just for the McCafes.
Did you get her one?
Uh-huh. She's asked about a caramel frappe for like 2 or 3 months.
Did you get it for her?
Yes.
Did she drink it?
I told her a long time ago that was a special occasion thing. She said, like, when we go look at our lights, I can hear you drink that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. And
I'm trying to stay hydrated.
With your Diet Mountain Dew.
I've got water in front of me, too.
But that got us kicked off the light trip.
What? Oh, I thought you got kicked off of it. Like,
No.
Somebody told you to get off their lawn.
No. I'm sure it is maybe alarming, like, to see someone creep by your house. But I guess if you put out a lot of lights, you kind of expect people to drive by, right? That's what they're there for?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's why I would do it.
Would you?
That's why I would do it if I was going to do it, is so people could see it. It wouldn't be for me. You can't see it from the inside.
What would you do? Like, what's your game plan for a light show? Or a light? Like, are you Chevy Chase? Are you?
No. Simple.
Such as? Whiter colored lights.
White.
Yes. Oh, we're on the same page on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awkward.
That is awkward. What do we do from here? I like greenery. Like, I love, like, the green wreath, red bow, like, on each window. A little candle in the window.
Yeah, you got some possessed candles.
I don't know what's up with those candles. They just kick on whenever they want. But it's
at
like...
At night.
It's like from 10 o'clock on, and I woke up at 5 or 6. They're still kicking, but then they're off. Like, by 7, so I don't know what's up with them.
Buddy the Elf turned them off.
No, there's no Buddy. Nobody.
We had a big revelation, and I want to get this out there for any misconceptions about my parenting skills.
I feel a little judged after this all happened.
Feel judged? You put my whole conversation to you out there on the internet.
I asked you if that was okay first.
Yeah, I was very no, I was not down for it, but you talked me into it.
I didn't talk. Don't make it sound like that. Like I twisted your arm. I said, "Are you cool with this?" And you said, "Yeah, fine." Quit acting like I held a gun to your head.
Whatever. Hey, when you post my conversations.
They're funny, though, Gary. You're hilarious.
I'm not.
You are. Very funny.
I'm sitting in this very chair. It's creaking right now. And Charlie comes in with an envelope. A very small envelope. She'd lost a tooth 2 weeks ago at school. So the nurse gave her her tooth in this envelope, and she put it under her pillow, and the tooth fairy came and left her money and took the tooth. Well, the tooth fairy put the tooth in an inconspicuous place.
Oh, at first, the tooth fairy put the tooth on his desk.
Oh.
And so tooth fairy's spouse hid it, but not very well.
So Charlie comes in here with this very stern, very serious look, like, what's this? And to be honest, I didn't know what it was. I was like, I don't know, what is that? It's my tooth that I lost in school the other day. Oh. I said, oh, what about that? She says, is the tooth fairy real?
Oh.
I said, I looked at her. And she kind of gave me that, well, you want to answer, motherfucker? I said, I'm the tooth fairy. And she said, Dad, is the tooth fairy real? And I said, no, sweetheart, the tooth fairy is not real. It's been me and your mom the whole time. Waterworks. Just complete and utter disappointment. I just crushed her soul.
What did she say?
She crawled in the chair that you're sitting in, just is crying. And it's like, I don't know what to believe in. I don't trust you. And then the wheel starts spinning in her head. So the next logical choice to ask what's real.
Santa.
The Easter Bunny.
I feel like she knew, and she's just like in this standoff of like, how much were you going to tell her?
So, I said, what do you think? I don't know what to believe.
Oh.
Then she said, Dad, do you believe in Santa? And I said, yeah, I believe in Santa. Is Santa real? Got to phone a friend on this one. That's when I started texting you.
So what?
With no response. Listen, I would have bled out if I needed Abby's.
I was at school and I was finishing up.
Any excuses?
And heading your way, but my phone was on. Actually, I was going to stay and work longer, but my phone was on silent and I forgot. And I looked down and I had all these text messages, 4 missed phone calls. I thought this, oh my, something's wrong with Charlie. What's wrong? She bled out. So I look at my messages. I start dying. I'm like laughing so hard. Because there was not like real panic in your tone. Just like.
I wasn't panicked, but I didn't want to screw it up and do it alone.
Right. I love that. I love that you wanted me to be here and you were trying to make that happen. And I got home as fast as I can. But you put me on speaker with her.
I had to be in the same room with her, so.
It's hard. It was a hard night.
So she curled up next to me, and we kind of explained.
I had read a story on Pinterest or Facebook or something where these parents sort of...
kept the lie going?
In a way, but yeah. They kind of redirected. I would call it a redirect. So we just explained to her that... the truth is, we all become Santa when we're old enough to become Santa. And until she has her own child, she can play Santa for someone else. It worked for her. It was like instant, like, oh, are you kidding me? And like this new responsibility. And she was like talking about her first day on the job. And so then we have to like, she's so excited. I realized we have to calm her down a little bit. Yeah. And so... she was ready to, she wanted to break into people's houses. She's like, so can I go in their house and leave? No, you're not going to do that. You're going to, if you want to leave them a gift, you're going to do it where, I was like, we're going to have to use different ways to leave a gift. She's like, so I can get into their car. I was like, no, you can't get into their car either. But that also led to a lot of questions about Buddy. And I owned that one and said, no, that's been me. Only because... by God, that has been me. And I've put a lot of time into that freaking elf, moving him around, making him do fun things. And this year he didn't do fun things. This year he just like left her a Bible verse every day. She said, oh, that makes sense. You don't want to mess. You don't want him doing mischievous things anymore. You don't want to mess. So I was like, yep. So she called me out on that one. She was pumped to hold him and touch him. She slept with him that night. And has already ripped his hat off his head. And she moved him a couple of nights. Yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before? She said, "Mom, will you move Buddy? It's just not fun when I do it." It's like, yeah, I'll do it. So
the innocence has been lost.
I cried a little. It was sad. Didn't you think it was just a little bit sad?
No.
She's growing up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens. We're growing up.
Yeah, but our kid doesn't live in Santa anymore.
Get a job.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
What?
Just that angry attitude.
There was nothing angry about it.
It was rude. Too real for me. A little optimism, please.
I'm just peachy.
Okay.
I'm a ray of sunlight blasting optimism on the world.
Okay. That's enough of that. Do you remember when you found out?
No. I try to think about it. I don't really know. See, for me, it all starts with every kid, I think, is scared when they see Santa.
Were you scared?
There's pictures of everybody in my family crying on Santa's lap. Because, as you Santa has been at my family's Christmas for at least 36 years.
Yeah. On Christmas Eve.
And probably before that. So, like, I always saw a Santa Claus on Christmas. Always sat on Santa's lap. You sat on Santa's lap.
Yes.
Receive a gift. He gives everybody in the room a gift. Does his ho 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 and rolls out.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of like the oddity is seeing. It'll be funny to see how Charlie reacts this year to that.
Oh, I guarantee she's going to be making eyes at us.
Because for me, growing up and having younger cousins who I've seen transition from the wonder and the excitement to the, like, being buttholes about it. Kind of. Mm-hmm. Not really buttholes, but, like, not believing. And
oh, man, this year we're only going to have a couple at the house. It's sad.
Yeah, just a couple youngsters. Everybody's growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, I was the kid, you know, like
forever.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, me and my sister. And
wow.
It's just kind of, now it's our kids.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, two of the kids who are babies, I mean, Tabor and Tyler, like, they'll drive. They'll drive to Christmas at Granny's. That's so, like, sad.
Tabor's going to spend the night with us.
I can't wait for that.
He used to stay with us so much when he was young.
Do you remember
oh God,
the day that he stayed, and again, you were home with him, and I was, like, on my way home, and he was, like, in transitioning with potty training, I think, and sorry, Tabor, this is so embarrassing on your part. I realized that halfway through me talking about this.
You share this with your friends, too.
Yeah, yeah. He was potty training, and I guess, like, you didn't know what to do, and I think, like, he didn't have a pull-up on or something, and he started to use the bathroom, and you just panic. You're like, and I just remember him, like, laid out on our floor on a blanket, like, from our bed. He's just laying there naked, and you're like, I don't know what to do. Like, take him to the bathroom.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I do.
I remember, I think, my version is, like, I was going to change his diaper, and I didn't know what to do.
No, I don't. No, I'm pretty sure, because I was like, you just give him new underwear, Gear.
Now, he's been a lucky SOB in our family.
Was that?
He got to be the kid for, like, 8 years, seven years.
Yeah.
Got all the presents.
Yep.
And now he's got
to share it.
It's split three ways now.
It was fun, though, seeing them.
Yeah. We did my family Christmas last week. No snow. New environment. It's different.
Yeah. The kids still get excited, though.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Tabor used to count presents.
Oh, God.
And, probably like, still does. How many did you get?
Yeah.
How many did I get? And as long as his number was higher than ours, it was all good.
My dad spoiled the shit out of him.
Yeah.
You rode, like, a four-wheeler down the hallway or, like, a dirt bike or something. I'm like, what the? But this motherfucker only been about 6 years old.
Put him on a four-wheeler. Yeah. That's great. That's what he wanted. Well, I mean, Charlie.
I didn't
Thomas,
get air conditioning in my house until I was like 17 years old.
Because Tabor needed it.
Well, I guess it was later than that, yeah.
That's what you always said because you didn't have it.
Little bastard.
I love it. But don't, man, our parents, they lose their minds over these kids.
I don't know. I don't know if I can do that.
You will. Oh, you do it already with Charlie.
How do I do it already, Charlie?
Carrie, you let her out of her room tonight. You just, like, gave up. She's like, can I come out now? It was, like, her fifth time asking. Yeah, you can come on out. Carrie.
It's Christmas.
Let her out. It's Christmas. You will be the worst. I guarantee it. You'll be your dad amplified.
Oh, God.
Straight up. You know it.
I'm a sucker for kids.
You are. You absolutely are. I don't know if it's like you don't know what else to do or you just don't care or you're like, eh, why not? Not mine. I can do this. You just give in.
We've got all of our Christmas shop. Ladies and gentlemen, there were certain years that we didn't start shopping until like today.
Yeah.
You know, like 3 days out.
Shoo, that was hard.
There's we always got it done, though.
There's some stressful Christmases.
Yeah.
Like, days before. Like, I don't feel stressed right now. I've even got some of the wrapping finished. I just have a few things left.
There's no reason for you to be stressed right now.
You did everything, Gary. You shopped it up for me.
That's right.
No stress. Nothing. Some years
it's
it was
so
just,
easy now.
It is.
Well, it's easier now that we actually have some money, you know.
Oh, yeah. There were times like, okay, we got to wait till we get paid. And that's normally why we had to wait so long to start shopping. Is we're waiting for a payday.
Yeah.
And then I have a former student. And I was at the Dollar Tree and she was working there. And she was like, I said, are you ready for Christmas? And she said, I haven't bought the first gift. She's like, now I'm an adult now. I got to buy gifts. And I got to wait till I get paid. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I've been there. You'll be fine. You're fine. You'll get everything you need to get. Worst case scenario, go get a gift card. You're good.
I've always had like an exaggerated expectation of the gift giver for Christmas, of being the gift giver. Like you've always gone to me for spending too much money.
I want to do like thoughtful. Like I
think my stuff's thoughtful.
It is. I like to match a person with the perfect gift. But you've taken over, so I'll...
Praise be to Allah.
You, yeah. Go.
I don't know.
I'm excited for Charlie this year. I think it's going to be a good year for her.
She's got a very diverse set of gifts.
She does. I mean, in the past, it's been one little thing or one bigger thing and a bunch of little tiny.
Yeah, now it's like just a bunch of...
Random. Totally random stuff.
The whole Santa to the Christmas Eve part, that's kind of ruined now.
But I like it. I think I thought about that we're taking her to the Christmas Eve. Santa, it's the big Santa place, and I guess he's there every night.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that would be a great exclamation point on this year of her. Like, I was doing it out of the anticipation that this was going to possibly be the last year, and that next year she was going to figure crap out.
Yeah.
But I think this is appropriate. Yeah. That.
So that's her big gift, is a weekend.
She loves Gatlinburg, though, so
yeah,
it won't.
So that's where we're going. I booked that before Thanksgiving.
Yep. And honestly, had we waited any longer, we wouldn't have got anything. Like, I can't believe that place is so crazy full already.
Oh, and it was like $500 a night in December.
Yeah.
If you got to book 2 years in advance.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I feel like I've booked so many hotel rooms here lately.
Going places, traveling.
Knoxville, Indianapolis. Kokomo, Indiana. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Look at you.
Las Vegas. Oh, I didn't tell you about that. We were discussing a guy's trip.
Oh, God.
Maybe a bluegrass MMA retreat.
I like it. I like it.
And so Gatlinburg came up.
No.
But Vegas is the overwhelming choice.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can send you out there by yourself.
I'm not. I would be going three other people.
I can't send you out there by yourself.
Three other responsible. Well, one responsible. There's no. Two other guys.
I don't see it happening.
You wouldn't trust David to look after me?
I
don't
like,
gamble anymore, so that would be.
What are you going to do? Then what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Right. So why do you want to go to Vegas if you don't gamble? See a show? You going to take in a show?
It's really for the shopping.
Is it? Is that what it is? Scenery. Really excited about the Hoover Dam?
No.
Pick somewhere else. There's got to be something more fun than that.
What's more fun than Las Vegas?
If you don't gamble, there's tons of other things.
I'm not saying I wouldn't gamble.
Just not with the fervor you have in the past.
Yeah. Boy, it's been so long. The last time I gambled at a casino was in Cleveland 2 years ago.
I guess.
When me and Juan went up there.
I'll take your word for it.
I was so mad.
Why?
The only reason I really agreed to go to this event, I don't go to Ohio events a lot. I just don't. It's not that I don't like them. It's just that, you know, I've got enough here.
Right.
But this was the first ever casino show in Ohio. And Juan and I, that was the year I did like 40 some events that year.
Oh, crazy.
I think it was like 2013, so 3 years ago. I mean, you know how it was. Gone every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to go up there, and I was pumped because, you know, I was wanting to shoot some dice and play a little blackjack, whatever. So we get there early, check into our room, go to the casino, and I'm looking around. I don't see any tables or anything. So I ask, you know, this nice older lady who's working there, I say, hey, where can I go play some blackjack at? She said, oh, honey, you can't.
So that's going to be a hard no.
The fuck you mean I can't? I'm old enough. I said, why not? She said, well, this is a racetrack. I said, okay. We're not allowed to have table games.
So only like slot machines?
All slot machines.
Do you even like slot machines?
No.
I just feel like there's no way you can win on those things.
Take that back. The last time I gambled in a casino was 2015.
What was 2015?
Tunica, Mississippi.
Oh.
Jack Bratcher and I.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did that little RV trip.
Mm-hmm. Harvey, we were in a tour bus.
We're in a house on wheels.
That was amazing.
Do you think you have the type of personality that could be addicted to gambling?
I could be addicted to anything.
Like, what has kept you from being, other than just having no money? Is that it?
No.
Addicted to?
Let's go through some of my phases in life. Gambling was one of them.
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. I mean, we were playing at people's houses, going to the casino, you know, golf.
I feel like that was very briefly.
Golf. Probably like 2 years.
Yeah.
2 summers.
She didn't really do it a lot.
Did it on all my days off.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Even before that, like when I first started my job, you know, there was nobody. Everybody's in school and stuff like that. But Lacey was working and would come to town on his days off, which happened to be the same days off as I had.
Oh, Lord.
So we stayed together, and he is not a good money manager. Sorry, Lacey Lewis, but so we would, and of course I had a job, I had money too, so we'd play golf and go to the mall, and
that's crazy.
We got tattoos.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's it's always crazy. Like I always played golf, but then it got to where, you know, we played a lot and we traveled. Like for Stokes' birthday, we always went to a nice golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Played in scrambles all the time.
Didn't that kind of phase out?
Last time I played golf was Seth Thatcher's bachelor party.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
My clubs have been at Matt Stokes' house ever since.
He still has them. They've made a couple moves.
They've been moved a couple times, yeah.
It's funny. No interest in getting them.
NASCAR, remember that little NASCAR flame?
That was really weird. A little.
Went to a NASCAR race?
What got you into that?
I have no idea.
We would watch it at your mom's on Sundays. But yeah, you got into that. I could never, I just couldn't keep up with that.
Went to the Pepsi 400.
Was that in?
On the 4th of July in Daytona.
Mm-hmm. That was a fun guy's trip.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I could have gone.
No.
So what was your phase after NASCAR?
Probably gambling.
Gambling was after that?
Mm-hmm. NASCAR was like 03, 04.
It's crazy.
And then I gambled up until Charlie was born, really.
Yeah. Then what?
MMA.
Then MMA?
Mm-hmm.
That is so weird. I don't feel like I've had any phases compared to that. Like, I take everything either like it's BC or AC.
Before Charlie, after
Charlie. Yeah. And then, I talk about coaching as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my life with basketball, coaching or not coaching, but I don't think I've had phases like that.
I don't know.
I've not really had time to do that.
I went through a brief fitness phase.
You did. God, you worked out like twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were living in Bath County, so you were driving about Sterling twice
mm-hmm.
to go work out. That was right before Charlie was born, or right before we got pregnant.
Mm, not before you got pregnant. I didn't get pregnant.
It's we. You're supposed to be, use that pronoun, I guess. We're both with child.
I guess.
That's crazy.
Well, we've decided to get back into that. We've talked about that before, but...
It has to change.
Monday starts intermittent fasting, which is not a diet at all. It's just a guideline for when to eat.
Yep.
And then you kind of do your own diet.
So what is our guideline on that going to be? Because I know there's different...
For me, it's going to be 18 hours fasted, 6 hour eating window
okay.
to start with. Probably 12 to 6. Because we eat lunch at noon. So
you're going to eat lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, I mean, I could get 3 meals in there if I wanted. I do have the option to cook where I work.
I don't know what I should do. You'll have to help me through this.
That's all inspired by Keith and Kevin Hodge.
Gary's
my
best friends.
Yeah, I feel like we could be best friends.
I think you sat in here. Where was I and you sat in here and watched videos of them all day?
That's every night.
You binge watched.
Well, Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You were gone and I watched a lot.
Yep. You'll have to help me with a time frame of what I can do.
Well, you want most of your fasting to be done while you're asleep.
Right. I sleep for a whopping 5 or 6 hours, so.
Well, it's not healthy.
I try my very best to sleep longer, but there are things to be done. Aren't you going to start waking up early with me?
I want to do like the 4:30 in the morning.
Yep. Are you going to work out at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to.
I love morning workouts. I don't know.
I'm such a night owl, though.
I can't believe I'm up right now.
Yeah, we're doing this at night.
It's almost
1 a.m.
Yeah.
I, for like 10 years, though, I worked 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Loved it.
I remember you coming home and eating tuna fish sandwiches.
Yeah.
If I was still up to be at the house while you were coming in.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know if I could do that shift.
I don't think I could do it now.
Well, with Charlie, it'd be hard.
I'm talking about just physically. It's hard.
I've read that it's actually like a really hard, like physically on your body to do that for so many years. it's difficult and it leads to a lot of health issues. And because you're you really don't get to sleep the way you should.
I always flirted with like coming home, going right to bed, or staying up and then sleeping right before I went in. It was never really consistent.
Yeah.
It's hard. The whole world's awake while you're asleep.
Yeah. That's interesting. I wonder if now, because, I mean, that's been how many years ago? 8, 9?
No, because I did it when Charlie was little.
Were you still doing it when she was little?
Yeah, because I would come home and sleep, and I'd pick her up. You would do your basketball thing, come home.
That's right.
I would just, like, tag. Yeah. You're it.
Yeah.
So you would have her all night. I'd have her all evening.
It's tough. I don't know. I feel like the world is a little bit more conducive to that 24-hour schedule and people who sleep during like that third shift. There's a few, you know, it's a little bit friendlier to that.
What do you mean?
More stores are open, middle of the night. You know, you can go places, get what you need. You would think it's a little bit better that there's more people like you working that shift.
Right.
But I mean, there's even some daycare places that offer a third shift daycare option for people. I mean, they're rare, but they're out there. That'd be so weird.
One thing we've never really done is get a babysitter.
Yeah, we don't have one.
Like,
I know we have friends who have.
We have family that, you know, but we've never, like, hired a babysitter.
Well, you didn't have a babysitter when you were a kid, so.
My mom didn't work, so.
Well, my mom didn't work, but she went back to work, but we still wouldn't have babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
We would just stay with family, stay with the grandparents if they needed to go somewhere. I don't think anybody ever really babysat me. I babysat some. Did you ever babysit?
Shit, yeah, I sure did.
Keep some kids.
You trust your kids with me when I was young?
My aunt and uncle, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I was in the sixth grade. And they asked me to go, it was our spring break, and they were going to Mobile, Alabama for a business trip. And they had Chase, who is, how much younger is Chase than me? 5 years-ish? 5 or 6 years?
Yeah.
And I'm in sixth grade, just probably turned 10 or 11. And they're gone all day, either golfing or at these meetings or at these, whatever they were doing. I have no clue why we were down there, but it was like an all-inclusive resort and I was in charge of Chase. And so like, I just can't imagine, I don't know, sixth grade. We went anywhere we wanted. We wandered around the place. We went to the beach. There's a bicycle you could rent out. Bicycle built for two. We would ride bikes and play all day, but I'm not that much older than him, but I'm in charge of him, you know. Like, Charlie, that's going to be Charlie in 2 years. I would not give her a child and say go take care of it in a different state.
Yeah.
And you're in charge. So it's just crazy. I don't know. I was pretty responsible though as a kid. I preferred to be near and around adults at all times, so it's easier for me.
Charlie's like that.
Yeah, she is.
She loves adult attention.
She is. I went to a little party the other night with some friends, and there were younger kids there, and she was constantly torn, wanting to come back and sit with us.
Yeah,
and with me. And there's only so much I can handle that because. Man, she hears everything and listens to everything and hangs on to everything.
And you never know when's going to regurgitate out.
And have questions about it. And so I was like, go play with the children. So it's really hard for her. And she is like, in every social scenario we have, she is in an awkward place because there is no one her age. We do not have friends who have a child that's her exact age. They're either younger
Or older.
So she does kind of, and it's just her. So she manages that differently, I think, than some kids do. So she finds her way to the adults. And her attitude is getting really ugly. So really looking forward to this.
I don't know how to deal with it.
No, I don't either. Other than threatening just to take all the things away and...
Silence! I kill you!
No. She is so hurt and offended, and she'll tell you now, I am offended. You are offending me. Like, I offended her because I would not let her push the cart today in Kroger when there was 4,092 people in there. Half of them were elderly. And just
like double coupon day.
I don't know what it was.
Everybody getting their Christmas stuff ready.
It was horrible. It was intense. I mean, everybody was just like standing still. And so Charlie would just stand there and she didn't know how to like get past people. She wasn't assertive enough for me. So I took the cart. She was like, you always do this to me. You don't trust me to push the cart. I'm like, I don't have time for you to do this. I don't want to stand here all day. So, I mean, literally would just stand still in the middle of an aisle. So
we went and saw Rogue One
without me. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Of course, I'm a Star Wars fan anyway. And
did it live up to your expectation?
I didn't have any expectation because it wasn't in the storyline. You know, it wasn't an episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of open-minded to like how they were going to spin it. And plus, this one takes you back. This one's in between episode 3 and episode 4.
Okay.
So...
you can't give any spoilers, so...
No, I mean...
Because there might be people who have not seen it yet.
But I will say the CGI they did on some of the older characters, like from some characters from episode 4 are in it, and our main characters in it, but they're dead. You know, they were old when that movie came out in 77 or whatever it was.
Oh, wow.
So they're CGI'd in there.
That's crazy.
And you can't tell.
That's crazy.
Like, if you didn't know... One major character CGI'd at the very end because it blends like the ending, which is not really, this is not a spoiler if you know what it's about. This is like what leads up to episode 4
mm-hmm.
when you meet Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi and mm-hmm. all that. The scene transit, like you could start episode 4 right where this ends
mm-hmm.
and not know any difference.
That's cool.
Yeah. As far as the story goes.
Yeah.
So, for the second straight time, there's a female lead in it.
And Jen. You don't like that?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just, I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean?
It's just different.
You don't like it? Just say I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Why not?
It's just not.
Is it like you just don't find yourself able to connect to her?
No, not really.
Okay, but like as a dad of a daughter, you should feel like a little excitement about that.
No, because both these characters, their dads are gone out of the picture. It's like a they've got daddy issues.
So you don't want your daughter exposed to that? What? I don't get it.
No, it's just these independent, strong, rebellious.
Can't handle the independent, strong, rebellious woman.
No.
Not about that life. That's cute. That's precious. That's your thought.
That's not my thought. It's just not... I mean, I still like the movie.
That's fine.
It's like the all-female Ghostbusters.
What the heck?
For 6 Star Wars movies, the main character, you've got Luke Skywalker... Then you've got Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Vader. In episode 1 through 3, you've got Princess Amidala, whatever her name is,
mm-hmm.
Who's a major character.
She's pretty lead. She's a co-lead. Would you say that?
Supporting actress, yeah.
It's not a co-lead.
No, yeah, that's...
You just totally changed that.
It's like best actor, there's best supporting actor.
Okay, all right.
Best actress, best supporting actress.
Okay.
if we're going to go by Academy Award standards.
Okay.
So, no, she's not.
Continue on.
She's in the supporting role.
Sure, okay.
So, I mean, that's what I'm used to. Qui-Gon Jinn.
So, because you're used to it, you just don't like it. It is you can't handle the change in perspective.
I enjoyed the movie, both of them,
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's the part. If I had a criticism, it would be that.
But wouldn't it be
fucking Disney going towards the pandering to the women?
That's awful that you say it like that. That is horrible that you think
Frozen
that.
Frozen meets Star Wars.
That's not even it. I think I don't know that you're even supposed to like notice that. But it's
weird. How can you not notice that?
I don't know. Like, just enjoy the story. What's the gender matter here?
Come on now.
I'm just asking.
I'm no progressive liberal guy. Oh, it's just great.
I'm not saying that you have to like it because of that. That you have to. I'm just saying, like,
I'm just saying that's the only thing that.
That's, it shouldn't be a thing, though.
Maybe it shouldn't, but it is.
Okay.
I'm probably not the only one. I'm gonna start a.
Please start a group. Maybe make a T-shirt. Could we get you a bracelet and a color and a month to celebrate this? A
subreddit.
Whatever.
I'm taking it back. Taking back Star Wars.
Please.
But yeah, it was good. Lots of throwback references.
Did Charlie like it, even though she probably didn't know?
No, she like. Because,
could you still enjoy it if you didn't have that background?
As a standalone movie, probably not that good.
Really?
Yeah, probably not that good. But in the Star Wars universe, if you're like, if you know what's going on,
yeah,
because you're left to like assume a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Death Star, that's what they're building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's there's not, that's where it, that's the focal point of the first trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Death Star and the rebellion, and so you see a lot of the members of the rebellion that you see in Episode 4. You see in this movie,
mm-hmm.
CGI'd.
That's cool.
You know, the biggest CGI, which
don't was I'm scared. Is it a spoiler?
No, it's not a spoiler.
Okay,
I've told you how it transitions.
Okay,
but Princess Leia.
Oh, cool.
Who's in it for like 2 seconds at the very end.
That was cool.
You know, because she puts the plans in R2-D2.
Yeah.
Shuttles them off to Tatooine looking for Ben Kenobi.
Cool. I didn't get to see it. So our entire school went. Yeah. And
did the kids like it?
Yeah. I mean, they came back excited and happy. I didn't get to see it where I kept I kept the kids who didn't qualify to go.
No lightsaber battles in this one. No Jedis.
So this kid comes up to me and she has the other teacher, like I co-teach with someone, and she's like, I left something at the theater. And I was like, your cell phone? It has to be your cell phone. She's like, no. I left my lightsaber at the theater. I was like, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, go to the office. Maybe we can get a phone call in.
They mentioned lightsaber once. They vaguely referenced the Jedis.
Okay.
You got to remember, there are no Jedis.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, Obi-Wan Kenobi's a Jedi, but he's been in hiding forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could talk Star Wars stuff.
I know. You are really into this. You're just...
And, you know, then Luke takes his journey.
I feel like Charlie liked it. She seemed to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took her to see Episode 7.
Yep.
And then Empire Strikes Back was on the other night.
Did she watch it with you?
No.
Oh.
We were watching something. It was on.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, like, this is the best scene in all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The most misquoted scene in all of movie history.
So my kids tell me that's called, have you heard about the Mandela effect?
No.
So like, it becomes such a thing that you think it happened, but it didn't happen. And so that's one of the examples. I just read all these research papers and three kids wrote about it, that it's been, that it's so commonly thought and believed that's what he says, that that's what people say. I don't know, I think it's just misquoted. I swear, I think it's from Tommy Boy.
100% it's from Tommy Boy.
He says it in Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
And I told him that. I'm like, I don't think it's a misquote because of like people of this Mandela effect, which I really honestly still don't 100% understand.
Right.
Their definition of it. But I get the concept. And it's like you've thought for so long it's this thing. And it's called Mandela effect because...
Nelson Mandela.
People think he died. There's this common belief that he died in prison. He
came out and became the president.
Right. But yeah. And then dies later, and people are like, but I thought he died already. So when he died, actually died,
yeah.
People were like, wait, I thought he was already dead. So, and so there's a name for that concept in different aspects where that's, and somehow the Berenstain Bears are a part of this. Is it? I don't know. I swear, I don't get it. But that was one of the things. And I told this kid, I'm like, so have you not seen Tommy Boy? She's like, what? I was like, there's this whole scene, yeah, and he
Farley
says that.
And talking to the fan.
Right.
And la, 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 Luke.
Yeah.
I am your father.
And I think, so that's us, that's our generation, grows up saying that quote, therefore, it's misquoted. Yeah. So.
I don't know the actual quote.
From the original,
it's,
yeah.
I think it's Luke says, you killed my father, and he just simply says, I am your father.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'm pretty sure because I know somewhere.
This is right after Darth Vader cuts his hand off and he's dangling there, and it's all. This is like we talked about this last week. The rise of the protagonist or mm-hmm. antagonist.
Antagonist, yeah.
Like this is when Darth Vader wins this round.
Yeah,
you know, he cuts off Luke's hand. He falls
to continue.
They
the conflict.
Catch him in the Millennium Falcon, and they're.
There has to kinda be something.
Kind of ends sadly. Then he comes back like a bad motherfucker and Return of the Jedi. Kills Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, okay, Gary, calm down. I feel like you are nerding out on me right now.
You can see the Ewoks.
Okay, so calm down. The little bears. Yeah. Those are so cute. I remember when... Do you remember those were like a toy, like a major toy?
They had their own movie. Yeah. They got a TV show, a little cartoon.
I would love to see that movie.
Ewoks?
Yes. Oh, I want to see it right now. Yes. God. I mean, remember they were a toy and like they would talk or their eyes would light up.
Where are they from?
I don't know. Why should I know that? I
just thought maybe you know.
I don't. Where are they from, Gary?
Endor.
Okay. Cool. Hey. That was a big toy. Now that I'm that's like giving me like a big memory flashback of that. Because I think that was something I actually
I didn't get into Star Wars till like.
No, I think it was just the Ewoks. I know right. I watched it and stuff, but I'm pretty sure. And I think I just liked the movie with the Ewoks when I was a kid. So I didn't understand.
I remember renting the original Star Wars Episode 4.
Mm,
I could drive. I mean, I could drive when I rented it.
Where'd you rent it from?
Atkins.
Yes. Free bag of popcorn?
Probably.
Yes.
And, but we saw all the, I've seen every Star Wars in the theater.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Well, our last day of senior year was at the movies. Just watching Star Wars. Ooh, wait, time out. Backtrack. Atkins and Clearfield or Atkins when it moved out on?
Christie Creek. Not Christie Creek, but
US 60.
Yeah.
That was. Did you ever go to Atkins and Clearfield? Well, yeah. Okay, just checking.
You talking about that's where we bought our Quasar TVs from?
Yes. Did you get one from there? I had one. Dustin and I put in together. It was a little white one. Still kicking. Barely. That thing is old.
I mean, we had a floor model Quasar until
yes.
like 2002.
That's the best. I want somebody needs to bring those back.
The floor models?
Yeah. Forget this flat screen on my wall. Bring back a floor model.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's all we ever had.
And they're like all encased and stuff.
972 yeah. pounds.
Uh-huh. That one TV that we just got rid of, heavy.
Did we get rid of it?
We gave it to my mom and dad.
We did?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember.
Well, there's nowhere else to keep it, and you didn't have it plugged in anymore.
Yeah.
But we gave it to them. I don't watch enough TV
to even have a TV.
No, huh? Not at all. Like, we have just recently sat down and watched television together.
Like,
give me a good SVU marathon. I'm solid.
Danny from Bloodline
is one yeah, of the major you characters text me about in Rogue him.
One. Yeah.
I'm excited. When does Bloodline come back out? You said March?
Well, yeah, sometime.
I like Danny.
2017.
Danny, talk about, like, a person, like,
And that he talks the same way.
Does he really?
He like plays same the bad cadence, guy. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is he a bad guy that you kind of want to like, though?
No, not at all. There's no sympathy here for him.
Okay. That's the hardest part for me in Bloodline is my instinct to be sympathetic to him. But that's hard. Like, that's, yeah. I think that's why I really like.
If you've not watched Bloodline on Netflix,
watch it.
Early summer. Mm hmm. Took us about 3 days to watch 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm. It was bad. Like, we were addicted.
Yeah, we watched 6, 7
episodes. We were, like, dropping Charlie off at VBS, and we were binging.
Well, yeah.
But.
Yeah, it was, it's probably my favorite show of 2016.
Yeah. I'll go there.
2016 is about over.
Yep.
Been a crazy year.
There's a lot of memes and internet stuff, like, 2016, like, I want my money back, or like just stupid things like, we're done with you, it's been awful.
It's been good for me.
Has it? I think so. A lot of growth.
Who knew?
Oh.
New year, new me, bitch.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt.
No.
It's cute. It's precious. I don't know. I'm trying to process this year for me. I think through you.
Through me?
It's been like, yeah, I think in your growth and development, it's made me have a good year. Does that make sense?
Just like a parasite.
I'm not a parasite. That is not a nice thing to call somebody. It does have a negative connotation. It's a very negative connotation. Trying to say I'm freaking happy for you, asshole.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Are you sneezing? Yeah. Say grapefruit. Say grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
You won't sneeze now. Oh. I lied.
You lied.
I tried. I don't know. I feel like it's, I mean, overall, the year I can see we've had like a crazy. That is loud. Can you edit that out?
Yeah.
Okay, please do. But 2016 has been, I guess, tough and weird. And like I said, I struggle with years because I don't take them calendar sometimes. I look at them through the school year,
yeah.
The academic year. So it's sometimes hard for me to really establish. Because in my head, this year's not over, but it is.
Well, you're like a fiscal year operator.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard for me sometimes to process. Like, I get that it's over, but I got to get up and go to work on Monday, so my year's still halfway through. I've hit that halfway mark, but.
You got a short Christmas break.
I know, it's not been as long as I'd like it to be. I feel like I didn't have a lot of time leading up to Christmas to do some things that I've done in the past with Charlie. And like, we've had a day where we've made ornaments. We've had a day before, like, 1 year I pulled out wrapping paper and let her paint it in our kitchen.
That's true.
She like walked on it and painted it and decorated it. Like, we've had zero time. And this year just resorted to me like dragging her through stores and making her run errands with me and obviously ruining her life while doing so.
This is the next to last podcast for the year.
It is.
I remember what we did this year. Did we start this year?
Huh. What do you mean?
We start in 2015?
No, I think we started this year.
Let's see.
What was our first one?
I don't know. Let's go to.
I mean, we started like in the summertime, like at the beginning of the summer. So, yeah, it was definitely 2016. Because. Okay, so we've definitely done one like around Charlie's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And it was my birthday. So it was February that we started it. Because it was right before, I think the second podcast is my birthday in March.
Yeah, it is.
So we've not hit a year yet.
No.
No?
No. 9 months since our first podcast.
Oh, it's like it's a baby. We just had a baby.
Put her back in.
That's gross. God, that almost became a conversation the other night. Like it.
Where babies came from?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All out of nowhere. We just like giving her the little good night. Hey, we love you. It's been a hard day. the night that she found out about Santa, and we both went in there to like let her know that it was all going to be okay. And out of nowhere, she started questioning about babies and where they came from. So that took a Gary just
that's
left.
A
Gary
talk.
Just Gary
yeah,
just walked right
talk.
Out and left. I was like, and I can honestly say when she asked that question, you came from my belly. So.
And then you explained the C-section.
And she knows the C-section. She knows about it.
She watches.
I don't think she's watched a C-section.
TLC.
I don't know. But she has this concept that babies get pooped out. And we just. That's when Gary said, nope, and walked away. So we're going to. I'm not. Santa was enough in one night. Like, I was not about to go down some
too much,
road.
Yeah, too much life.
For that child in one night. How she gets on that.
Last minute offers for December. Oh, everybody pushing their last minute Christmas stuff out right now. I got 32 emails.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I almost made a last minute purchase for you today. But you caught me and
I
you
did. Foot Locker,
canceled it.
Hibbett Sports. 6 p.m.
I say we go out tomorrow. We fight the crowd. We go buy something. You know my no. dad is. You know my dad is straight up going out. I don't know, though, with his hip. Maybe not, but he's notorious to be a... No. He'll go out Saturday, a Christmas Eve shopper.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people working right through just the way it falls this year. Well, sorry for them.
Like through the weekend?
Like Amazon, you could still... There were still things you could order and get it on Christmas Eve. And so, like, part of me thought...
Somebody's got to deliver that shit.
Right. Part of me thought, like... Like, part of me didn't want to pull the trigger on that gift because yeah. I don't want to contribute to somebody having to work on Christmas Eve. That sucks so bad. I could imagine. I guess in that regard, like, I had to remind Charlie that the other day because she was really pissy about me working so much. But it was just hard to like get things nailed down and put away before the midterm ended. I had so much just overwhelm me at that time. And she was mad. And I was like, Charlie, you got to think that Wednesday morning when you wake up, I'll be home. And there's kids whose parents will go straight to work and they're getting dropped off at daycare. And, you know, you spend a lot of time with me and it's day two and we already hate each other. So her little fits about me not being home, I think it's just her being dramatic and.
Yeah.
And trying to find a. You,
me?
That's not me. It's not me.
I'm dramatic.
A little bit. You know how we say that she gets her personality from Drunk Gary, right?
I guess.
Tonight, she wanted to go into Sunset. Is it Sunset Ridge, a subdivision?
Uh-huh.
Okay, she kept going, Sunset Ridge. Is this it's exactly what I thought. I looked over at Stephanie. I was like, I feel like I'm driving a drunk person around. Who keeps you? I said, substitute Sunset Ridge for Taco Bell. And she kept shouting this one house number. She's got a friend that lives up there. And
222.
I was like, substitute that and Chalupa. And it's Gary Thomas in the backseat of my car right now yelling, Taco Bell, Chalupas, let's go.
Did you take her?
To the house. Yes. And we finally found the freaking house that she was like,
excuse me. I didn't mean to cough right there.
But she was pumped. And then she kept acting like she was car sick until we got up there, and she's fine once we got there. And then she said, all right, let's go see the finale. And we headed
home.
Did
you take my car?
Uh-uh. Took mine. I got the reindeer ears on mine.
That's right. You festive as hell.
So one of my friends was like, says she silently judges people who does. I don't think she knows that I have it on my car.
Silently judges people for having that on your
car?
Oh,
yeah.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Rebecca.
Oh.
So I took a picture of myself.
I've talked to her 20 years.
Just call her up.
What's up?
So I took a picture of me sitting in the car seat with the... Charlie took the picture, actually, with the... get the reindeer nose and the antlers. And I want to send it to her. I'm waiting for the right time to lay that on her. We bought those last year. Charlie was... She loved it. You made her so happy last year. Why would you not put that on there if your kid gets that happy about that? And I put it on... That one day I went and picked her up from school and she squealed. She was so excited. She's like, you did it, Mommy. They're on there. So, shoot. I'll throw some weird-looking reindeer ears. Cheesy. And celebrate.
We're going to close out on this big breaking news here.
There's breaking news? Gary, you've been all kinds of loud and noisy in the microphone tonight.
My apologies. All toys, 25% off. All Christmas decor, 40% off. All cookbooks, 25% off. All DVDs, 25% off. Open Christmas Eve, 8 a.m. to 5:30. Meet us at Ollie's.
Ollie's. Bargain. Gosh.
Ollie's Bargain Outlet.
I might go. Give me something.
So I don't know when we'll post this. Probably Christmas Eve.
I'll post it tomorrow.
You'll post it tomorrow?
I mean, you will post it tomorrow.
Yeah. Or today, really.
Yeah.
It's 1 a.m. But we hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from the family. Was that the song last time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite carol. Christmas carol. That and honestly, have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
I like Christmas and Hollis.
You want to sing it? Charlie said my Christmas music was depressing. Coffee House has acoustic Christmas on right now. And she's like, God, this is so depressing, Mom. I liked it. It was chill. I told her there's a difference.
There's a difference.
You're kind of low-key tonight.
It's 1 a.m. But I do hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Yep.
I'm excited for everybody to open their presents and see if they got coal or socks or whatever.
Undies. I'd love somebody to buy me some underwear right now.
But you just wash your underwear that you got right now. You have so many.
I don't have that many that I like to wear, but I get down to the bare minimum. I'm going to wear the...
You'll stay up and do laundry all night?
I will if you will.
I've done my part.
Oh, screw you. No.
It's a good way to end this.
Yep.
Feliz Navidad and shit.
Merry Christmas.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.